This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency, the lira, has stabilized for now on global markets. But tensions between the U.S. and Turkey persist, with the Trump administration warning of more economic pressure on Ankara if it refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant minister Andrew Brunson. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to forecast any kind of further actions or what our next steps will be, other than to say conversations continue. We've been very clear with Turkey about our expectations and our desire to have our people brought home. Pastor Brunson gets the bulk of the attention in the news and from a lot of folks, but it is just as important to us to have the NASA scientists, Sergen Golka, brought home, as well as our three locally employed staff who've been working at our mission in Turkey and then have been detained for quite some time as well.
President Donald Trump is said to be frustrated over a lack of progress in the dispute. A White House official is quoted as saying if no progress is seen in the next few days or a week, there could be further action. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu warned Tuesday that pressure and threats and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. He called for further dialogue. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's campaign said he has won re-election based on their vote count in a runoff contest that his opponent, former Finance Minister Sibela Cisse, said was fraudulent. He said he rejects the results.
La mission de l'Union européenne appelle les candidats.
Meanwhile, European Union observer mission head Cecile Kayenga appealed for restraint and avoid announcing their own estimates ahead of provisional results. Those are due out Wednesday. She said her mission saw no fraud, but rather problems in what she called procedural irregularities. Militant violence closed hundreds of polling stations on Election Day Sunday, and turnout was reported low. This is VOA News. In Genoa, Italy, firefighters search for survivors and bodies after a motorway bridge collapse, killing at least 26 people. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said the death toll will increase and described the collapse as an incredible tragedy. A 50-meter-high section of the bridge crashed down with as many as 35 vehicles on the bridge at the time. At least 15 people were injured. 9 are said to be in critical condition. In London, a man deliberately drove a car into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday morning before ramming into security barriers outside Parliament building. 3 people were injured. The driver, a 29-year-old British citizen, was arrested. Neil Bazu is the Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner.
Given that this appears to be a deliberate act, the method, and this being an iconic site, we are treating it as a terrorist incident, and the investigation is being led by officers from the Counterterrorism Command.
The man's identity has not been released, nor a motive. In March of last year, Khalid Massoud killed 4 people on nearby Westminster Bridge and stabbed an unarmed policeman to death before being shot and killed. Malta relented Tuesday, saying it will allow the rescue ship Aquarius to dock after being left at sea for several days, with more than 140 migrants rescued off Libya's coast. Sophie Bowes, director of SOS Mediterranee France, which operates the vessel.
Of course, we are relieved that there is a solution coming for the 141 people that are currently on board the Aquarius. Secondly, we hope that this will be a start for a coordinated response at European level. We believe that the issue must be tackled at European level, that it's not only a problem that can be faced by one country.
The migrants are to be taken in by France, Germany, Luxembourg, Portugal, and Spain. The Aquarius had initially been denied permission to dock in both Malta and Italy as European nations struggled to find an equitable solution to the 3-year-old migrant crisis. In Venezuela, the chief prosecutor said 2 high-ranking military officers have been arrested for their alleged role in drone explosions during a speech by President Nicolas Maduro August 4 that Mr. Maduro insists was an assassination attempt.
Ayer lunes 13 de agosto,
Derek William Saab said the 2 officers were presented in court Monday. They are among 14 people arrested, including a lawmaker. Several others remain at large, including in Colombia and the U.S. The incident occurred against the backdrop of a deepening economic, political, and social crisis that has convulsed the South American nation for years. A bus carrying travelers from Colombia and Venezuela crashed in Ecuador early Tuesday, killing 24 people, injuring 18. The bus heading downhill when it crashed into another vehicle and overturned. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.